Welcome back, everyone. Now we have Tink, and she will be talking to us about her experiments on parameters of divisions in time and space. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, so the thing that I was interested in is like the generative process that I use the instructions of something to start doing the work. And for this is come from like the symposium. So we got like 7 minutes of the symposium as like a constraint in our
time constraint.
Yes. So instead of seeing that as a limitation, I wanted to use that to generate the work. So I use the frames of like 7 to do everything in the symposium, and then I used the golden ratio that we used to separate and divide space to prioritize the time in my symposium.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. So do you see time as a constraint, or maybe a tool, a material, a subject, or something else?
In this context, I see time as a tool. It is like part of the process, yeah, that I use.
Okay, interesting. I personally saw your experiments, and I think they're very fascinating. But I would want to ask you: are you designing those experiments specifically for yourself, or are they for other designers? Do they have a specific audience? Because they are very, very specific and well made.
It is well. Actually, I will have to say that it is for myself at first, because, yeah, as you said, it's quite specific. But in a way, I think everybody can do what I do as well. If you see time, or you see these constraints and breaking down into become like the parameters and units, it's the same thing when you're going to open up the new artboard or whatever. And maybe if you use Illustrators, you'll have to choose first like the millimeters, centimeters, point, pixel, like what type of the units that you wanted to use. So it's basically the same thing. I just put in different units. That's it.
Okay, interesting. So. And are those experiments available in your drawer downstairs and people can look at?
It's not all of like the experiment that I've done, but I trying to kind of like catalog it in a way.
Okay.
So in the drawers, you will see it in consequence of like starting at 7 seconds, 1 minute, 1 hour. Yeah. And it's all fits in different size. So I let the size of that prioritize it as well. So
okay.
It's the same thing. That's it.
So why is there, like, if people would see your work, they will see a lot of circles. And then my question is, why did you choose the circle as a specific shape for your experiments?
Yeah, well, it is because it is simple and radical, and the content that I was like doing experimenting, it's already complicated enough. So I think using like dots, lined circles, like simple stuff, is the best way to like not overcomplicate what it already is.
Right, yeah, because it gets complicated. Like it gets more complex.
More layers, yes.
Yeah, the more you kind of advance into the experimentation.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Really interesting.
So I kind of like trying to stick to the simple in the meantime. Yeah.
Right, okay. And what are you hoping what are you hoping to achieve out of those experiments? I understand that the process, you're trying to investigate the process itself.
Yes.
But do you want to elaborate on that? What do you want to achieve outside of that process?
I actually wanted to celebrate the process. I want to just let it lead me to more and more interesting things. There is no like, I don't have like the bigger questions. I just interesting. I think the process, the way it can generate itself, is an interesting thing, and I just wanted you to see that as well. That's it. That's what I was doing.
Okay, interesting. So the idea of process being something that is on its own and independent from design. Can you elaborate on that? Do you think maybe process could be something a little bit different than design, because I think there's a big question about design having something to say at the end.
Yes.
And then the idea of process, for the sake of process, doesn't necessarily have to say something at the end. So do you want to elaborate how do you see graphic design fits in that area?
I felt like it is... That's why it is interesting for me, because you created like the started point of it. That's when... I think that is when the role as a designer started for me.
Okay.
So you started like the whole things, the units that I was talking about, and let the process lead it. That's mean that you don't have a control over it that much. And that is when it's led to more open-ended outcome. And I think it is interesting as an experimental, like a graphics experiment, to experiment that.
Okay.
But I know what you mean. It's like, in a graphical terms, then it's not like super fitted, because it don't have like the message, so to say. But I would say that the message is already there in itself, in the process, how it's working. So I just think that it would be more fun to work without really sketching or thinking about every single step of what it would look like.
Right, yeah, that's absolutely true.
It's just going to be, how to say, it's more like you have more sketch. You have more stuff when you don't really fix it.
Right, so you have less constraints about... you get away from the notion of having to think about what the final outcome and let that dictate what you're doing in the present moment, rather than thinking about the present moment and let that dictate whatever the outcome is.
Yes, which is very hard for me, actually.
Interesting. So you kind of also like created your own method of process. Do you think that will fit if you were to talk about as another topic, if you're tackling another topic, would that also be involved in that topic? Will the idea of process continue with you in tackling other topics, or it's very specific on that specific research?
Right now it's still very specific on this, because it's not strong enough yet right now, so I have to develop it furthermore. But
I think it's very strong.
Thank you. But I mean, I think maybe like for other people to, if other people can be able to use it as well, it would be nice if it could go with any other thing else, like, which I think it can. It's the same thing when you get like the problem or the request from your clients or something like that, but you don't see those as the limitations, but you see those as something that you can have fun with and you can expand it more.
Definitely. And how do you see this as a communication designer? How do you see this going forward?
Well, as a graphic designer,
yes.
I think what I am doing right now is like enjoying the non-boundaries of, I don't have to indicate it that this is like a graphic that what it will look like at the end. That's right. Why I'm enjoying it. So more further is more fun. I mean, it's about what more can I do with it. That is what it is, right?
That sounds brilliant. And I think this is a great... a great sentence to end with. More forward, more fun.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Tink.
Thank you very much.
With us.
Thank you. Thanks.